From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's round two for the Republican presidential candidates. They are meeting again in a debate in Concord, New Hampshire later this morning. Last night's debate in Manchester was sometimes contentious, with frontrunner Mitt Romney mostly staying above the fray, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Former Senator Rick Santorum got a lot of attention last night from his rivals, a result of his unexpected success in the Iowa caucuses last week. He was attacked by Congressman Ron Paul for being a big spender, while former House Speaker Newt Gingrich and Santorum each questioned Paul's honesty. Then there was Romney, who seemed to enjoy the fighting going on amongst the others.
I don't want to be critical of the people on the stage. Any one of these people would do a better job in many respects than our president. And I will endorse our nominee. I believe in the principles that made America such a great nation.
Romney fully expects to be that GOP nominee. The New Hampshire primary is Tuesday. Latest polls give Romney a 20-point lead. Don Gagne, NPR News, Manchester.
Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is planning to appear at a candlelight vigil in Tucson later this evening. She and other survivors are taking part in commemorations of the shootings last year that left her among the wounded and six other people dead. Church bells are set to ring at the exact time of the shootings. Turkey's foreign minister says Iran and six world powers have agreed in principle to resume talks on Iran's nuclear program. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that Turkey is offering to host the talks.
The official Anatolian news agency reports that Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, who recently visited Tehran, says Iran and lead EU negotiator Catherine Ashton have agreed in principle to resume nuclear talks. Davutoğlu went on to say the talks would be held in Turkey, but there was no confirmation of either the venue or the date for resuming talks from Iran or the international negotiators. Two rounds of talks last year proved inconclusive, and Iran has continued enriching uranium since. Iran's hardline Kayhan newspaper is reporting that Iran has begun enriching uranium at a new underground site, said to be protected against military strikes. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The Philippines accusing China of intruding into its waters. Manila says three Chinese ships were spotted last month in a disputed area in the South China Sea. The Philippines and China, plus four other countries, have conflicting claims in an area believed to contain huge deposits of oil and gas. The Philippine Foreign Ministry says the Chinese ships violated an agreement between China and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations that discourages countries with claims to the region from taking steps that could ignite confrontations. Environmentalists say three anti-whaling activists have boarded a Japanese vessel as part of a campaign to stop whale hunting in Antarctic waters. The Sea Shepherd Conservation Society says in a statement that the three Australian men boarded the ship early today. This is NPR News. Authorities in northern Mexico say police have found five severed human heads around the city of Torreon. They were found in black bags and were accompanied by threatening messages. Police believe the discoveries are related to drug gangs. They say two rival gangs are fighting each other over control of smuggling routes. College football fans are converging on New Orleans for tomorrow's BCS championship game between Alabama and Louisiana State. Alabama Public Radio's Pat Duggins reports the rematch is controversial since LSU beat the Crimson Tide in November.
The LSU Tigers are ranked number one in the nation and Alabama number two. Still, some college football fans are grumbling since Bama lost to LSU in overtime during the regular season. The crown for the title game in New Orleans will include NFL Hall of Famer Bart Starr. He was voted MVP in the first two Super Bowls after playing quarterback for Alabama. And who is he rooting for?
Well, who do you think I'm going to say? You don't think I'm going to say anybody else, do you? No, I'm so pleased with Coach Saban and what he has done here with this organization. It is just... been fantastic.
Nick Saban is head coach for Alabama. Along with pep rallies, fans from both teams will perform community service projects together before game day. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
A 1 cent copper coin has fetched a seven-figure price. Texas-based Heritage Auction says the sale of the penny for more than $1.3 million is the most a United States copper coin has ever sold for at auction. The coin was made at the Mint in Philadelphia back in 1793, the first year the government made its own coins. It was bought by an unknown buyer at a coin show in Florida that runs through today. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.